Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So how are you today? Are you looking for excitement or relaxation? To be stimulated or to be calmed down? Would you like a dose of reality or a bit of escapism? Something to take your mind off the problems of the day. It's hard for me to please both types at the same time. But hey, I like a challenge. So let's take a serious look into the matter of escapisms. Let me explain, or better still, let Ali Jones. We all know the feeling, Alad. It's actually a Bible quotation from the Psalms, so it's a 3,000-year-old sentiment, indeed a timeless feeling. Here's John Denver's version of the desire to fly away.
All of her days have gone soft and cloudy. All of her dreams have gone dry. All of her nights have gone sad and shady. She's getting ready to fly, fly away, fly away. Life in a high rise can make you hungry. The things that you can't even see. Fly away. Fly away. In this whole world.
And as for Tracy Chapman, her friend has bought her ticket already.
She's got her ticket, I think she's gonna use it. I think she's going to fly away. No one should try and stop her, persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is made. I think she gonna use it. I think she going to fly away. No one should try and stop her, persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is
Times when we want to stop the merry-go-round and get off. Let me out of here. People say it in different ways. I need a coffee break. I need a cigarette or a drink or a holiday or retail therapy or something from the doctor like Valium or something more illegal from the other type of street corner chemists. Some people's escapisms are harmless fun, while others are very harmful to themselves and others. For some, escapisms are just healthy recreation and recreation, while for others their escapisms are frantic attempts to run away from life. Some escapisms are very subtle, more of that later, while others are very obvious. Probably the most recognised escapism is hitting the bottle, trying to get off the planet for 5 minutes by getting drunk, like Katie Mellowa here. Actually, she's a nice girl usually.
I lost myself. Cool, damp night, gave myself in that misty light, was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, lost my heart in its recipe. It made me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. But I think more than I ought to think. I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine. My love, oh, lilac wine, I feel unsteady like my love. Listen to me.
I feel unsteady.
Of course, with alcohol, it can get even much worse, as Alison Krauss and Brad Paisley can explain.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away, a little at a time. But he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Christofferson sought escape and freedom by means of alcohol, but sadly became trapped as an alcoholic. He wrote this heartfelt song.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through tonight. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone. tomorrow's out of sight. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
And here's Alison Krauss with the same sentiment.
I've been to the mountain, left my tracks in the snow. Souls have been lost in the walking wounded gold. I've taken the pain no girl should endure, but faith can move mountains, of that I am sure. Faith can move mountains, of that I.
You're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour as we're thinking about the subject of escapisms, getting off the planet for 5 minutes. For some people, it's through cigarettes or nicotine or tobacco, as Bob Newhart explains. This is a phone conversation in which Sir Walter Raleigh is commending tobacco to folk back home who have never heard of it.
Tobacco. What's tobacco, Walt? It's a kind of leaf. And you bought 80 tons of it. Let me get this straight now, Walt. You bought 80 tons of leaves? This may come as kind of a surprise to you, Walt, but come fall in England here, we're kind of up to our... It isn't that kind of leaf. What is it? A special food of some kind, is it, Walt? Not exactly. It has a lot of different uses. Like, what are some of the uses, Walt? Are you saying snuff, Walt? What's snuff? You take a pinch of tobacco. And you shove it up your nose. And it makes you sneeze, huh? I imagine it would, Walt, yeah. Gee, goldenrod seems to do it pretty well over here, Walt. It has some other uses, though. You can chew it or put it in a pipe, or you can shred it up and put it on a piece of paper and roll it up. Don't tell me, Walt. Don't tell me. You stick it in your ear, right, Walt? All between your lips, Walt. Then what do you do to it, Walt? You set fire to it, Walt. Then what do you do, Walt? You inhale the smoke. You know, Walt, it seems offhand like you can stand in front of your fireplace and have the same thing going for you, you know? See, Walt...
And there are other drugs, of course, some more subtle than others. Here's Katie Melua.
don't believe my diet turns me on. Won't take no pills, that's the last thing that I need to do. I can't deny it. Some powder, I know, home and go to bed in rubber gloves. But I don't need no stimulation, potion bombs or imbrication.
My dad's advice was, son, when you get tired of wine, woman and song, stop singing. Other people, like Tracy Chapman, find their escapism in money and materialism.
Life I've always wanted, I guess I'll never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. Have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground. Have a maid I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. Now revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains of thanks. Sweet lazy life, champagne and caviar. Hope you come and find me, 'cause you know who we are. Those who deserve the best in life know what the money's worth. Those whose sole misfortune is having mountains, oh, nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. I'll make you queen. Won't die lonely, have it all prearranged. A grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains, oh thanks.
Another popular escapism is gambling. Here's Kenny Rogers with The Gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when,
as you can hear, there are lots of escapisms to choose from. But how about escaping escapisms? When faced with the stark choice of fight or flee, why not try fighting rather than fleeing? Escapisms have their time and place, but they should not become our preferred choice and a whole way of life. How about switching trains? Get off the one marked flee and board a train marked facing life head on. How about turning away from the easy life, nay hassle, anything for the sake of peace, and facing right into life's storms? Grasping nettles, biting bullets, living triumphant, fearless lives, undaunted, with no no-go areas. It would be nice, wouldn't it? But it also feels daunting and a bit out of our reach just at the moment. We can do it with a change in outlook, with a little help from our friends, and above all, with Jesus' help. We would all like a fairy godmother sort of God who waves his magic wand and takes away all our problems in an instant. But it doesn't work that way. Jesus promises to be our faithful friend, holding us by the hand, supporting us through all the hilltops and valleys of life's journey. St. Paul prayed that God would take away his handicap, his thorn in the flesh. But God said, "No, but I will make you stronger to bear it." Jesus promises, "In the storms of life, I will be in the boat with you." And as the children's chorus puts it, with Jesus in the boat, we can smile at the storm. Jesus can help us to not just survive, but to positively thrive. So bye for now, and I leave you with John Denver. We started this program with him wanting to fly away from it all and escape, and we end with the same man, transformed, having changed trains, now ready to grasp life in all its fullness, wanting to live, to really live.
There are children raised in sorrow on a scorched and barren plain. There are children raised beneath the golden sun. There are children of the water, children of the sand, and they cry out through the universe, their voices raised as one. I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. Have you gazed out on the ocean, seen the breaching of a whale? Have you watched the dolphins frolic in the foam? Have you heard the song back here's 500 miles away, telling tales of ancient history, of passages and home? I want to live, I want to grow, I want to see, I want to know, I want to share what I can give, I want to be, I want to live. For the worker and the warrior, the lover and the liar, for the native and the wanderer in kind, for the maker and the user and the mother and her son. I am looking for my family, and all of you are mine. We are standing all together, face to face and arm in arm. We are standing on the threshold of a dream. No more hunger, no more killing, no more wasting life away. It is simply an idea, and I know its time has come.